How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
What's up, guys? This is Steven from Texas, and you are listening to The Confessionals Podcast. The new member app is absolutely amazing. It works just like your current favorite social media apps, except it's all within a community you are familiar with topics you know. So the Confessionals community is amazing, and we grow in knowledge and faith together. So please check it out. Thanks, guys.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me, and they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Check out Merk Merch for all your Merkel Media apparel needs. We have our own apparel line at merkmerch.com. Go ahead and check it out. MerkelFilms.com is where you get your on-demand streaming. Three documentaries there now, more to come soon, and independent creators coming to that platform soon too. If you're an independent creator, go ahead and shoot me an email if you have something you want to distribute right there at MerkelFilms.com. Now today we have Justin England coming on the show. He is one of two hosts from the Cryptids of the Corn podcast, and he is coming to talk about something that he doesn't really talk about a whole lot publicly, which is the house that he grew up in. It was absolutely bizarre. A lot of mysterious artifacts found in that place, a lot of hauntings, a lot of crazy experiences he brings to the table today. So let's talk to Justin right now. All right, we got Justin here from Cryptids of the Corn. Justin, what is happening?
Well, nothing.
It's not like I haven't seen you all day.
It's okay. Not like I haven't been in this chair for 7 hours.
Literally, this is the fifth recording you've done today.
Yeah.
Last?
Maybe.
All right. Before we go any further into the conversation, Justin, I got to do something here. I have to put headphones on because this is throwing me off.
It's just
throwing me off, man. Like I was trying to match your energy and I just can't. So I just got to go back. Oh, that's so much better.
I'm also wearing a corn hat for everybody that's not watching.
Listen, man, like you're wearing a corn hat. You're not wearing headphones. And I'm like, you know, I'll go no headphones too. And I lasted like 30 seconds.
Didn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right. I got to be able to hear me. I got to be able to hear you. And
this isn't my studio, so it doesn't bother me.
Oh, like I've been doing this too long in one way. I'm a one trick pony. You know, it is what it is. Maybe I jumped the shark. Who knows? So listen, man, this is the last recording of the day.
Yes.
And you're tired. We're all tired, but I got to squeeze every last drop out of you. You came down here from Ohio and, the initial plan was to record with TJ and then you guys, because you were going to be doing the week that I'm not here, you wanted to record it here. Then we did the member episode because I thought it'd be nice to do a group chat and just a fun conversation for the members, the last member episode of the year. And then you started talking to me on the phone about crap that you never talked about on your own show.
Yeah. So we're going to get into a lot of it. A lot of it is... So it's all about my old house. We didn't talk about it. Last year we shared the Bigfoot stuff. It's the same house. A lot of it overlapped in the years and stuff like that. Which if anybody hadn't listened to it, it's, you know, we can go over just the highlights of it. 'Cause it was two years of Bigfoot stuff at the house with one sighting at the end, right before I moved out. But the house, we lived out in the country. Our driveway was like about a half a mile long. You could barely see and we're flatlanders. Well, not down like down here.
Yeah, it's Ohio.
So when you couldn't see your neighbor, it meant something.
That's a long distance.
Yeah, it was distance. Not that there was stuff in the way. It just was. No, so we lived back. We had a trailer. So my dad was getting ready to start building an actual house on the property, and this would have been 06, around there. So I'd have been 11. So. As we're starting to build this, one of the guy we actually bought the property off of, and I got to be careful about this in case this one goes to be a public episode, because I don't want to mess this up, because I know you have a lot of listeners in our community.
Yeah.
And this man is very known.
Okay.
And his wife is the problem.
Okay. Gotcha. Does he know his wife is the problem?
No.
Gotcha.
This man's very nice.
Does he listen to the show?
No.
Okay.
He's 94.
But you're thinking people in your community.
Yes, we know. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he's a super like large farmer in our area. We bought the land off of him. And whereas we're getting ready to build a house around the country block, there was a house that he had owned because he ended up buying just tons and tons of properties. And what he would do is buy the whole farm, right? You buy the whole farm. There'd be a farmhouse and a barn. He wanted the land. Because he was, you know, he's still a super-sized farmer. So he ended up having a couple houses that were vacant. So he tells my dad that we can have this house. We have to pay to move it, but we can have it free. It's a, you know, 2.5-story house, country house. You can see it from our house, but it's through fields, so we had to pick it out and around.
How do you do that?
Yeah, actually, there's tools to do it. You cut it from the foundation, and you pick it up, and it rides like almost on a cradle. And you set it down. You have to make the same exact foundation at the new place, and it just sits right on top.
And you just seal it?
Yeah, it works. There are tools for it. So he offers it to us to do this. And he sold us the house for $1. And he was telling my dad the whole time that, you know, nobody's lived in this house for 40 years, 50 years. So it's going to be gross. Like, I don't go in it. I don't mess with it. You know, it's just a farmhouse, but you can... You know, you guys get it out there. The bones are good. You just clean it up and it's yours. His wife was very against this. Didn't find this out till way later about giving us the house.
Mm.
And this man just wanted to help us because I generally believe he is a good, kind soul. He just wanted, you know, he's like, if you pay to move it, you just take it. It's a huge house. So as we start the process, we get into this house. It's clean. Like, there's no furniture or nothing in it. It's completely empty, but it's clean. There's no mice poop. There's no rat poop. It's Northwest Ohio. It's far, you know.
Been sitting for a while?
Yeah, 40, 50 years. You're going to have mice. You're going to have mice. It's just a thing with field mice. Nothing. No raccoon poop. Nothing. It was really, really odd. So we had to take off. There was like a patio built on it. There was like an enclosed patio. We had to take that off to move it because there's no structure underneath it. So when you pick it up, it's just going to fall off anyways. So we start taking off walls and we keep pulling out snake skins and snake skin after snake skin after snake skin. And I'm 11. I tell my dad it's a diamondback rattler.
And well, actually, Dad. Yeah,
I was that kid. But I tell my dad, and we actually have our college in town as a herpetologist, which is a reptile amphibian person. And she's like, yeah, it's a diamondback rattler. They used to be native. They haven't been found in our area for like 115 years. Wow. And the house was built in the 1800s. She's like, it's probably just really, really old. And so you're just finding it. But we found them everything from little to big to big to big. Hmm. So we're doing this whole process. And I remember the day we were getting ready to move it. The final day, a guy had to go down and cut the last supports. So this like cradle is essentially holding, they're getting ready to hold the house. But to pick it up a little bit and roll it on the road, you had to cut the final supports. This big guy, I just remember being a little kid, just this big guy went down there, came flying out of there, screaming that there's a giant snake that won't let him go down there. So my dad and the guy's boss go down there and see it. There's this huge rattlesnake is laying right near the last cut of the foundation of the house. And they don't know what to do. They couldn't figure it out. As they were talking, it just got out, went into the woods. We ended up moving the house. That's the last we ever seen the snake. Super weird. So if it was a normal snake, and we're more, obviously more of the story later. If it was a normal snake, it'd be ancient. Like we have Mogosuchan rattlesnakes up in our area, but not timbers or not diamondbacks. They are both native to Ohio, but they've just been extirpated for a long period of time. So we move the house. We get it situated onto the new property. Move in. We actually sewed. My dad built a house. We end up like marrying these two houses together. And it was one of those things that you don't realize how weird it was until you get out. Mm-hmm. We start talking. So like my aunt and uncle and their kids end up moving in with us. There was two families. We had five kids, my mom and dad, and they had three kids and then my aunt and uncle. House is full of people. We just never realized the footsteps. You'd always hear footsteps in the house when you were alone. So trying to keep them in order because I don't talk about this often. Like I said, we shared it one time on a Patreon night because that's what all the people wanted for a Patreon night. So I'm just trying to keep the dates in order. So one day I get home from McDonald's. I was working late at night. I get home. I'm the only one at the house. It wasn't unusual. I get home and I'm sitting in the living room. And in the room above me, I hear footsteps. Like a guy just walking across. Like it wasn't like a whole house creaking, It was footsteps. So I call my neighbor and he's my best friend, my childhood best friend. I'm like, hey, Nick, I'm hearing somebody in the house and I don't really want to. Then my phone died. Phone wasn't near dead. My phone just dies. So all he heard was, hey, there's somebody in the house. Click. And his dad is amazing, lifelong friend, but he's extremely strict. He was military, then he was an MP, and then he was SWAT when he got out of the army. And now he's like Red Cross guy, just super guy. He comes flying down our driveway, just armed to the teeth, tells me to go sit in the car, and he's going to clear the house. And he's in there for half hour, 45 minutes. He comes out and he's just like, nobody's in that house, Justin. Nobody's in there. And I was obviously shook up and he's like, I'm going to take you into town to your grandma's and, we'll deal with this later. Because that was one thing. Another time, there's this thing right where the houses were married in the upstairs. It was the game room. Nobody ever spent any time in it. It always smelled like cat pee. Never had a cat. It's always reeked a cat pee. And there's a closet in there and we had the GameCube and all that in there. Nobody ever was in this room. And now look, like, why, we didn't know. So my sister's boyfriend at the time, my adopted sister's boyfriend, we were leaving from church and he sped home to get to our house before us. He went into that room and hid in the closet. And he hears somebody downstairs open the door. close the door, come walking up the stairs, and stand right in front of the door he's hiding behind. So he's thinking that, oh, is there something hanging out of the door? Like, does it look obvious that I'm hiding in here?
Mm-hmm.
So he jumps out to scare my sister. Nobody's there. Nobody was home for 15 or 20 minutes after that. He never came back to the house. He was so freaked out, and he was swearing to my mom, like, no, he's like, there was a person. I heard him walk all the way up the stairs, stand right there. And so this is, like I said, I haven't told this in a long time. The thing I forgot at the very beginning, when Dad was marrying the houses together, right when we got it, right when he was marrying them together, in the new, in the old house that we were marrying, the new one, he had to reach into an area that you could not see. You could not physically like see because he was trying to pull wires from the new house into the old house. That, so he's reaching, reaching, reaching. He finds all these papers. And I remember he told me and my brother that's right under me because we were the oldest kids. They were ritual papers of some kind. He said that they had, they were some kind of, like all he would tell us is they were for rituals. They were evil. So he burned them. About a week after that, the guy's wife comes to our house without the guy. Doesn't like us. Doesn't like anybody. She is like, hey, Bill, did you find any family papers? I had family papers in the house. And Dad's like, nope, didn't find nothing. And she's like, are you sure, Bill? You didn't find any of my family's papers in that house anywhere? Nope. Nope. And then once she left, it took forever to convince her to leave. Dad's like, just remember that, guys. That's evil. Like, she's evil.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Mako comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Mako has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Mako, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Mako. At Mako, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Mako is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Mako today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.